We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, fellow Patriots. It is that time each week here beginning the 4 o'clock hour. I'm joined by my buddy Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network, and today we're singing, as we did last week to Miss Moneypenny, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy third birthday, dear gas tax hike, happy birthday to you. Welcome, Dave.
So enthusiastic, Bob. I mean, we're all just thrilled that we've got to pay more to the government of South Carolina so that they won't fix our crummy, crappy roads.
Yeah, and if you're happy now, wait until next year at this time and the year after that at this time when the gas tax goes up another 2 cents each year.
That's right. Well, look, now, I mean, we're paying another 2 cents, you know, starting today, 25 cents, Bob, a gallon, headed over to DOT so that the politicians can, like I said, continue to lie to us and not fix our roads with that money. And then, you know, we've got another year of 2 cents, another year after that. But, of course, you know, we're paying higher vehicle registration fees. We're paying when we want to buy a new car, we're paying higher vehicle sales tax.
And, yep, costs you more then.
We pay more when we want to renew our license. And so, you know, all of that money has gone into that kitty. And you and I remember the politicians pounding their fists on the desk. We need your money now.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They needed it right now. People were going to die. Bob,
that's right. That's right.
Unless they got more of our money. Well, here they are. 3 years later, $1.2 billion with a B later, just from the new gas tax hike. And half of it's, of course, half that money is just rotting away in DOT's bank account. And we have been saying all along, we think that they're hoarding that money because they want to transfer it over to corrupt you, love them, and slush fund the state infrastructure bank.
Yep.
So they can use it for pet projects. But half of that money is just rotting in their bank account. And we were, you know, we were out there today. We were at the Eagles gas station, had a great event. Dozens of people getting connected with their legislators, you know, encouraging them, putting pressure on them to fix these roads, finally go through with their promise. It was great. It was great to see so many volunteers out there helping us and talking to folks, driving through, getting 47 cents off a gallon. It was great to see. And Bob, we were out on Highway 14, you know, Locust Hill Road, which, you know, goes from, you know, Greer to the northern part of Greenville County.
Right.
A road that you would think a classic farm to market road. One of those roads that those guys pounding their fists in the House and the Senate talking about, we got these shovel ready projects and we need to get these roads fixed because people are not. And we're out there, potholes everywhere. Shoulders non-existent.
Yep.
I mean, it is dangerous. It is a disaster. And so many people, and you've heard this before too, I'm sure. It seems as though these roads have gotten worse since they passed the tax hike. Not better. They've actually gotten worse. You see it all over the place.
Yeah, it sounds incredible. And yet, you know, if they've collected $1.2 billion, and they still have, and here's the latest number from the NERV, by the way, $563 million as of May 31st.
Yeah.
Well, of course, yeah, the roads continue to deteriorate. Now, here's another aspect of this as well that's disconcerting. The NERV's latest review of DOT records found that for unexplained reasons, five identified pavements projects in Aiken, Berkeley, Charleston, and York counties projected to cost a total of $8.2 million as of April 30th. But by May 31st, just over a month later, the estimated total for these projects had dropped to zero. The discrepancies...
Magic!
Yeah, it is. I mean, what is this? Wuhan math here we're doing?
Yeah.
The discrepancies raise questions about the reliability of DOT's public records and how much money is actually being spent to fix bad roads. I know you're stunned to hear this.
Well, we're stunned. And the NERV, of course, Rick Vendred does a great job every month reporting these numbers.
Yep.
But, Bob, it's not surprising. And look, it's also not surprising to hear that the pet projects continue to get funded.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we've talked about these over and over again, the road to nowhere in Corrupt Hugh Letterman's home county, Florence, right? The parkway with bicycle lanes on the side of it down here in Charleston on I-526.
That nobody who lives around it wants, by the way.
That's right. That's right. That they're stealing people's property and land to create and build. The I-73 that was underwater, the proposed Interstate 73, the unnecessary interstate over there that was underwater during Hurricane Florence in 2018. And then, of course, you know, they're also spending money and wasting resources on roads for billionaires. I mean, you know, the liberal billionaire owner of the NFL Panthers, Bob, he gets a new road. We have to spend, you know, $50 million on that one. The owner of the Chinese-owned Volvo company down here in the Lowcountry, the car company, they get a $40 million brand-new interchange on I-26.
Well,
and
of course.
All roads continue to rot. And that's, see, that's the thing, right, is that it's not only that we're paying more at the pump, and that is, obviously, we bring that up. We talk about it all the time. It's that these politicians have lied to us. They lied to us, and they continue to lie, and we have to hold them accountable for this. And as you know, we've been talking about this for the last year, texting pothole to the number 52886 on your cell phone. And what it does is it connects you with your state legislators and the governor, the three people that are in charge of SCDOT, right?
Yep.
You've got your state representative, your state senator, and the governor. Those three politicians are the ones that report to you, to your listeners, and those are the three that appoint and control the SCDOT commission. Those are the folks that make the decisions on how to spend the money, on what projects get funded, and all the administrative decisions at DOT. And so the whole point here is, forget DOT, they're the middleman.
Right.
They don't make these decisions, they just do what they're told to do. The people making the decisions are the politicians, the legislators, and the governor. And that's why we have to hold them accountable for the crumbling roads, for this lie that was perpetrated out there that they were going to use all that extra money, that $1 billion plus, to fix our roads. And they're still not doing it. And here we are 3 years later.
Yep.
Blow out the candles, gas tax hike. Blow out the candles, politicians. Right. Bruce Bannister, Scott Talley, Ross Turner, blow out those candles, boys, because the roads still aren't fixed. And the only way that we're going to get them fixed is if we put enough pressure on them to fix the roads back here at home in our district, the roads that we use every single day, and stop funneling the money to the state infrastructure bank so the Corrupt Hugh Letterman can fund his pet projects. That's the bottom line. Text the word pothole to 52886 on your phone right now, pothole to 52886. Send that message to your state legislators and to the governor demanding answers about when your roads are going to get fixed. Not the roads, not our roads, not Chinese-owned Volvo roads, not the liberal billionaire owner of the NFL Panthers roads. When my roads are going to get fixed in my neighborhood, and this allows you to do that very simply, very quickly, pothole to 52886 on your cell phone.
Yeah, and be specific. You know, when you send them, just say, hey, look, you know, I'm over here off Highway 14. There's no shoulder. You ever see the number of wrecks that are caused by people going off the shoulder and running into a tree? Take a look at those numbers sometime.
Yes.
Give them a specific about how you are directly affected by their abject failure to take the $1.2 billion that, as Dave just said, they promised to use to fix these roads, do it right away. Oh, it's going to be a miracle. And yet nothing gets done. Well, let them know that you're not real thrilled with this.
And that's the thing, right, is that if they had sold this as money to help the liberal billionaire owner of the NFL team up there in Charlotte,
right,
this thing wouldn't have passed, right?
No.
They promised to fix the roads that we use every single day to get to work, to drop the kids off at school, to go to church, what have you. That's what they promised. And I'll tell you, I was very encouraged. We had a great one of our best volunteers out there today helping folks pump gas. And he was one of these folks that about a year ago started that process, a bridge in his neighborhood down in Piedmont,
right.
Highway 20. If you've ever been down there, it's the bridge over the railroad tracks there going into the town of Piedmont. And, Bob, that bridge was closed down. You couldn't cross it. And he had to get to work. It was hurting his community. So
sure.
He texted Pothole to find out. He'd done all the things. He contacted DOT. He'd contacted, I think, Lynn Ballard, the Greenville County councilman. Everybody just shrugged their shoulders, didn't know what to do. He came. He listened to the radio one day, texted Pothole to 52886, contacted Danny Burden, the state senator.
Right.
Now, again, Danny ignored him for the first little bit. But after a while, started organizing his neighbors. They continued the pressure. And good news is, right now, this day, Highway 20, that bridge over that rail track, brand new bridge, reconstructed. It's open. Folks can get to work that live in Piedmont, go work in Greenville. They can get and use that highway. That's how it gets done. It's pressure. It's all about consistent constant. It's not fun. It's not easy. But if you want your road fixed, that's the only way that I know how to do it, is start with texting Pothole to the number 52886. And, Bob, as you said, dead on, exactly right. Be specific.
Right.
Get specific with these guys. Because if they get pressure in their districts, in their neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
to fund the roads in their districts, they're less likely to go along with corrupt Hugh Leatherman and sending money to his slush fund in the state infrastructure bank to go fund parkways in Charleston with bicycle lanes on the side of them.
And as Dave pointed out, you know, these guys hate when Fan of SC and my show and Tara's show and others
Absolutely.
Get on them. They can't stand it. It gets on their last nerve. Well, tough. You know,
yeah.
Because that comes with a zip code. I mean, nobody put a gun to their head and told them they had to run for office. This comes with a territory. But the point is that if you keep nagging these guys, as we saw with that bridge down in Piedmont, eventually they get tired of saying, oh, no, not these guys again. And they actually do something. You know, it's as simple
exactly.
as the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
That's right. And look, this is a battle between us and the politicians and the lobbyists, right?
Yeah,
this isn't
right.
a battle about money, Bob. The
no.
money's there. As you said, there's $600 million just rotting away in DOT's bank account.
Yep.
The money is there to fix these roads. They refuse to do it because they want to funnel that money to the state infrastructure bank. They want to funnel that money to corrupt Hugh Leatherman's slush fund for pet projects. So it's really a battle. The money's in the middle. It's a battle between us. And on the other side of that money is the politicians and lobbyists that want to spend it on pet projects. Y'all get to decide. Are y'all going to fight for it out there? Is Bob McClain's listeners going to fight for it? Are y'all going to text Pothole to 52886? Are you going to put pressure, constant pressure on your legislators and be that squeaky wheel? Or are you going to let some fat cat lobbyist in Columbia dictate where your gas tax dollars get spent and on pet projects? And let me tell you, if they get to decide, Bob, our roads aren't getting fixed anytime soon.
Yeah.
So we have got to put the pressure constantly on these legislators, whether they voted for the gas tax hike or not. It is irrelevant at this point. There is $500 million sitting away in that bank account, and it's either going to get spent on corrupt Hugh Leatherman slush fund or it's going to get spent on fixing our roads. I wanted to get spent on fixing your roads.
Well, it's not your fault that you have to replace a flat tire or have to have
That's
your
right.
front end realigned. You didn't create the situation that made that happen. They did.
Blame your legislators.
Right, and they're the ones that have to do something about it.
That's
Dave,
right. That's
appreciate
right.
the event this morning. It's a set anniversary, you know, that we have to do this, but at least, you know, by knocking 47 cents a gallon off everybody's price of gas this morning at Eagles, I think it drove home the point.
hopefully we put a smile on some people's faces too, Bob.
You bet. You bet. Dave Schwartz with Freedom Action Network of South Carolina, fan of SC. You can follow him right there on social media.
That's right. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/fanofsc, facebook.com/fanofsc, Twitter @fanofsc. And Bob, we're on Parler @fanofsc. Follow us.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, is the brand new social media website that's taking everybody by storm. Dave, always great to talk to you. Thanks for that great event this morning, too, buddy.
Talk to you next week, Bob.
You bet. 4:20 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. There is plenty to talk about still. And by the way, next hour of the program, I have another special guest coming along. My friend Jim Bohannon, who people jokingly say I fill in for. You're going to be hearing more of Jimbo on the weekends. And he'll be here to talk about that with me in the next hour of the show here on WORT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Thunderstorms having rumbled through parts of the upstate earlier this afternoon. 26 after 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Back to the phones we go. Let's head to Central and bring in Phil here on the Hump Day Edition. Hi, Phil, and welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing, Mr. Mac?
So far, so good.
Okay, I just wanted to, when you had your first segment with the guy about veteran and service dogs, I had first-hand experience. I got out of the military in 2012, and I got a dog, and it's made the world of difference for me.
What kind of dog did you get, Phil?
I got a rescue dog, a lab mix.
Yep.
He's a great dog. He keeps me in line. I did 7 years in the infantry.
Nice.
I did two tours to Iraq, almost 3 years. And coming home, didn't know how to act, behave as a regular person, and the dog has kept me in line. And I would urge any veteran to go ahead and get a dog. Even if it's just a rescue dog, from the pound. That's
right.
What I did. And
yep.
Continues that sense of brotherhood of you can say things to the dog that you couldn't say to anybody.
And he's never going to
worry about that dog.
Yeah. He's never going to spread any stories about you.
No. You can tell that dog whatever.
You bet.
I just want to say, I'm sorry.
What is your canine companion's name, Phil?
Odin, O-D-I-N.
He's a Viking.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a great organization here locally in the Upstate. If you missed that part of the conversation, you can go back and hear it in my podcast from today's show on our website, 1063WORD.com. Service Dogs. The number 4 vets is how you get more information on them. They have sent a letter to President Trump. Bill Brigman, who is the head of the organization, the executive director, has sent a letter to President Trump asking him to write an executive order that would make sure that the VA employs these service dogs as companions, especially for those that have issues with PTSD or some of the other problems that people have, as we used to say, coming back to the world. And it's a great organization. And as you mentioned, Phil, you know, now the dogs with the service dogs for vets, they go through an 8-month training program to be able to assist our warriors that are suffering from PTSD. But just that companionship with a dog from the pound can make all the difference, not only for the dog, but for you as well.
Indeed. It's been a life changer for me. And I would urge any other veteran to go ahead and look into a dog, even if it is just from the pound.
Yep. Amen to that. Thank you for your service, Phil, and thanks for the call today and for sharing that.
No, thank you for having that man on earlier today. I hope other people, other veterans will look into it.
Me too. That is my hope. Thanks again, Phil. Appreciate it very much. Good to have you here, sir. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. We're only in hour number two, plenty more to go here on the Hump Day edition of the Bobby Mac Show on WORD.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. 4:37 now. Well, as these confrontations with these various anarchist groups continue to spread across the country, we're going to see more and more encounters that are going to have violent endings. A couple cases in point, a couple of cases that point to this direction that we're heading in. Michigan Democrat Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib claims that the Detroit Police Department officers abused peaceful protesters. They're always referred to as peaceful protesters. That claim, according to the Detroit Police Chief James Craig, is totally inaccurate. In an interview with Shannon Bream on Fox, the chief explained there was something very different going on Sunday evening when police squad cars were seen in a now viral video running over protesters that had surrounded them. To suggest that this protest was peaceful all night certainly is totally inaccurate, the chief said. On Monday, Tlaib reacted to the clip on Twitter. "This is outrageous," she wrote. "Our city fought hard to have an elected commission to oversee abuse and misconduct by police. Detroit Board of Police Commissioners, I hope you understand the gravity of this, especially if not fully investigated, documented, and addressed." Well, it might have helped if she'd waited until all the facts were in, but then, of course, that may not have played into her agenda. According to Chief Craig, while the vast majority of about 300 or so protesters were peaceful, there were 20 to 30 agitators embedded in the group And that's when things went bad. I know that the congresswoman is making claims that they were peacefully marching when we intersected and intentionally hit peaceful protesters. That is not the case. They surrounded the vehicle. They began to pelt the vehicle, not just one of our police cruisers, but two of them. And in one instance, the rear window of one of our SUVs was broken out. The information I got from the officer in that vehicle was that he thought he was being shot at. The chief told Shannon Bream that in reviewing videos of the incident, the vast majority of the city's community supports his department. 20 to 30 people were escalated to anger and then violence. They jumped on the hood. They began to pelt the car. The officers feared for their safety, and they had to do only one thing. They needed to get out of harm's way, and they did that. I would have preferred that the congresswoman at least took a moment to find out what was going on. We recognize the investigation. We're very early in it, but we're talking about violent protesters. And it's not just against the police. Provo, Utah. A Utah man has been arrested and charged with attempted aggravated murder following a shooting incident at a rioters' roadblock where a man was caught on camera firing two shots at a motorist trying to cross through the protesters' formation. Jesse Taggart, 33, arrested and charged Tuesday with attempted aggravated murder, aggravated assault, rioting, and firing a weapon near a highway. Journalist Andy New has reported that Taggart's social media accounts are filled with content in support of BLM. Footage of the event in question reveals a man firing two shots from a semi-automatic pistol at a motorist who was inching through an illegal roadblock set up by BLM protesters. Reports indicate that an unnamed victim was in fact shot during the rioting event, a 60-year-old man who is currently being treated at an area hospital for his injuries. John Geierman, deputy chief of the Provo PD, summarized Taggart's alleged crimes. The male protester ran toward the SUV on the passenger side, pointed a handgun at the driver, and shot one round through the window. The driver, who was struck by the bullet, accelerated, trying to leave the situation. The same protester ran after the vehicle and fired a second shot that went through the rear passenger window. 27-year-old Samantha Darling has been arrested in connection to the event and has been charged with obstruction of justice and rioting. The disturbing incident bears uncanny similarities to an almost identical shooting in Alamosa, Colorado, in which a rioting attorney named James Marshall opened fire at a disabled vet who was inching through a roadblock that had been set up by the rioters. Two New York City lawyers are charged with firebombing a police car during the riots that swept over the city following the death of George Floyd. They have now been released from jail following a campaign by prominent social justice organizations to allow them to post bail. Collinford Mattis and Urooj Rahman, both registered attorneys in New York, have been federally charged with causing damage by fire and explosives to a police vehicle, offenses that could merit them 20 years in prison. Authorities allege that the two hurled a Molotov cocktail into the window of an empty police vehicle before fleeing the scene of the crime in a getaway car. The device failed to detonate. They screwed that up, too. But the two were quickly arrested, the seriousness of their alleged crime meriting federal charges. Rahman and Mattis graduated from prestigious Ivy League law schools. The latter worked for an elite Manhattan law firm before being erased from the firm's website following his rioting charges. Elite-funded social justice and progressive organizations have been demanding that the federal government show leniency to the two, likening their arson attack to a police car that could have been occupied to mere vandalism, and calling for a special standard to be applied to the two progressive attorneys of color. a fundraiser for Mattis, has raised more than $300,000. They both pled not guilty. They had him on video, by the way. Well, they're pleading not guilty, you know. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, I guess a fire truck should now always accompany our police when dealing with protesters. If and when they start to become violent, they should be shot and dispersed with water. I really think the last person doing the sign language is making fun of the McMaster crew, because I think she just signed Charlie Rich will take the stage right after Gladys Knight is finished. Hang on a second. I got to go to a break, and when I do, I'm going to put the Gubbinator on my TV set so I can learn how it's going to make South Carolina better. And while I go to this commercial break, don't forget to wear your mask. I say, son, wear your mask. Yeah, I'm just getting a load of Governor Henry McTaxter. He is encouraging everybody. Say, nobody thought we would see this. 1,000 positives coming back a day on COVID-19. Who would have ever thought we would see a number? Well, Governor, if you're now testing every place, including the local 7-Eleven, of course you're going to get more positives. How come none of these people ever talked about the declining number of fatalities from the Wuhan flu? And the governor, once again, crawling up on his soapbox and saying, we can't be everywhere. In other words, we can't be so big brotherish that we can nail everybody who's not wearing a mask. But I'm encouraging you to tell everybody in your cohort, your friends, your family, encourage them to wear your mask, Golly. Not to mention the fact that he's doing all of this illegally and unconstitutionally. You know, Governor, if you want to extend your emergency orders, bring the damn legislature back in session and have them approve it. Oh, but they're busy. Yeah. They're on a summer vacation. They can't be bothered with following the Constitution. Every time I mention that, I think of the great Mark Levin. Yeah. I love it when Mark Levin gets on a rant. Yeah. They fail to follow the Constitution. And he's right. You're right, Mark. They do fail to follow the Constitution. In on the text line, yeah, come to Gub. Older in the coat. Causing, yeah, come to Gub. Bobby, what was the name of that new social media site? Boy. What is it, Moneypenny? Oh, that's it, Parler. But not Parler like a parlor in your home, in an old antebellum home. Oh, I said antebellum. Oh, boy, that's out. It's P-A-R-L-E-R, okay, is that new social media site. I am not on there yet. I'm a little concerned about some of the information that they want. So I've got to look into that a little bit more. Meantime, the president today blasting New York commie mayor Bill de Blasio for his plans to paint Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower in Manhattan. Are these people just Are they really as childish as they appear? I guess. You know, it certainly appears that way. They come up with all this, hey, you know, let's do this and really tick Trump off. You know, it's infantile. Now, the president is saying the city should instead spend its money on the New York Police Department. The president tweeting, NYC is cutting the police department's budget by $1 billion, and yet the New York City mayor is going to paint a big, expensive, yellow Black Lives Matter sign on Fifth Avenue, denigrating this luxury avenue. This will further antagonize New York's finest who love New York and vividly remember the horrible BLM chant, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Remember that? Maybe our great police have been neutralized and scorned by a mayor who hates and disrespects them, won't let this symbol of hate be affixed to New York's greatest street, spend this money fighting crime instead. You know, one of the first things that's going to come out, that's going to lose, NYPD is going to lose as a result of the budget cuts? Special Victims Unit. Yeah. So I guess it means a TV show will have to be canceled as well. Well, Independence Day right around the corner, and it's going to be different this year, obviously. Bad news. City has canceled the big fireworks display, red, white, and blue. Good news. A city official is here to explain, not to worry, the big fireworks display is going to be replaced by something almost as fun. Or maybe not.
Hello, my name is Tom, and this is a service of your local municipality. Since COVID-19 has canceled the 4th of July fireworks in your area, I am here to help you celebrate with mouth fireworks. First, Roman candles. Pew! Pew, pew! Okay, now bottle rockets. Psh! Bang! And for the grand finale, triple load mortar fire six shells. Bang, 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 bang. And mouth fireworks are completely safe for animals. So, shoot your mouth off this 4th of July. Stay inside.
That's one thing our city officials are good at. Shooting their mouths off. Governor Henry McTaxter continuing to urge everybody to wear your mask. At least the guy we just heard from put his fireworks where his mouth is. Stand by. The 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show on Hump Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.